CEM Mobile.
Seven Japan Mobile.
Ski Uniform 2 Tango, stationary.
Oh, I'm doing. I'm getting better as the days go on. You heard about Tom's wife, didn't you? He said this afternoon she came through good and everything was looking up and they were going to keep her in the hospital for another couple of days just to make sure everything is right before they'll let her go home.
Oh, for sure. Good to hear. So what's been going on with you?
Oh, just dealing with a lot of things health-wise and other things just going around, you know. And a lot of that has been going around, so what can I say?
COVID and the respiratory nonsense that's going on. I think I got a little respiratory thing I've had for a week or so now, but it's nothing major.
Where are you off to? Meeting tonight?
Yeah, going up to meet those. I made up a bunch of homemade kielbasa for Fred, so I'm delivering that. And I got to pick up a gin pole and a drive rod for some anchors from Chris. So I'm making the trip down there.
Sounds like you're going to have a good meeting tonight. And I'm just not feeling up to getting out and eating in public yet. A lot of, anyway, something like that. So anyway, maybe next month I'll be back in time to make the next meeting.
Or a DMR presentation. I don't know if it'll be ready for next month or not, but maybe next month or maybe March.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. Well, it'll probably be March before I make the next meeting because it's on the third Thursday, isn't it?
Next month.
Yep, and I'll just be coming back in town on that third Thursday.
Yep.
While I'm down there.
Here to do ham fests, especially that far. Too many people, too much stuff floating around. I'd prefer just to kind of stay close to home.
KA3JCA.
KA3JCA, recognized. Stand by. Yeah, I know. I'm going to go down. If I go to the big ham Cajun thing, I'll wear a mask and everything and take care of it. Just go down there. Go down Saturday morning, go for the day, and then come back that afternoon. And I'm not going to go down there overnight like I did the last time I went down there. Anyway, Bob, I'll let you pick up the other station because it sounded like he may be looking for you. And I got to go to feed the dog because she's giving me a dirty eyeball over here. Talk to you later. Be careful out there. N4DJC. ND4C. Can't get my mouth working right. ND7J. W2T. Talk to you later, Bob.
All right, Rusty, good enough. Take care of yourself. Talk to you soon. And the other station, go ahead.
ND7JKA3JCA. Hey, Bob, I wanted to let you know that I'm meeting with Patrick Saturday. We have a DMR presentation that we're going to go over, and I'm hoping that it'll be ready for next month.
And I don't know, are you guys meeting in person or are you doing a Zoom meeting?
It depends on my health, but I know Patrick will do it in person, and I will probably be doing it Zoom.
A meeting Saturday.
Oh, he's coming over to my house before he goes. He's got another appointment at noon, and he's coming to my house.
I could do a Zoom meeting, the two of you at your house, and me at my house. I'd be happy to do that.
Ask him. He's supposed to be here between 9 and 9:30 Saturday morning, and then we can do that and go from there.
KO4HKX, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I think that would acknowledging Patrick. I think that would work great, so we kind of plan on that. If you will either send me an invite for a Zoom meeting or send me your email, and I'll create a meeting, either or whatever. You can email me, my first name, bob@mycallsign.com, bob@nd7j.com. You can reach me by email there.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you very much, KA3JCA, Claire.
I'll watch for either an email from you, so I have your email, or an invite on Zoom, and then proceed accordingly. Good to hear you. Yeah, it sounds like it's kind of working out, and I think Chad might want to use this presentation as well, so it might be two birds with one stone.
We'll make it work, and That would give us a chance to practice it one time and then fine-tune it on the next one.
But what we could do is, you could meet us at Mythos when we do the presentation, and we can get online with a Zoom if need do to highlight some questions or either or whatever.
What we're talking about is me being there in person and then doing the presentation, and Aunt Richard will be there to answer any questions that I can or anything like that, just in case his health doesn't allow him to get there.
And Mythos has internet, so I'll bring the appropriate equipment needed, laptops and screen projector or what have you. But we can work out all those details Saturday during the meeting.
Plan. We'll talk to you Saturday morning then, Bob.
Alrighty, good enough. Have a good one there, Patrick. ND7J Mobile, heading down to Greer.
HKX, and I'll be clear.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Was Wyatt that I double with, KO4HKX.
I was going to ask what kind of presentation y'all are doing. I was in a really scratchy spot.
We are working on doing a DMR presentation for the South Carolina DX Club. Try to do it next month. I think it's the third Thursday of the month they have their meeting. But Bob might be able to answer that a little better than I can. KO4HKX.
Has anybody won the DMR wars or not?
You broke up on that one. Can you give it to me one more time?
Has anybody won the DMR wars yet?
A digital war, whether CF Fusion, DMR, or D-Star, nah, they're still all going just as strong as when I got into it.
That's fine. I didn't copy any of that. Could just be the traffic.
Clay Hansen, can you copy me now?
I must be over towards Taylor somewhere.
I'm not. I'm out here toward Spartanburg.
My wife be rough over there. Of course, people have been telling me that I can't hear worth a dang lately. Probably an RF cable.
Same problem. That's what I was worried about. But what I was saying is, no, DMR, CF Fusion, and D-Star, they're all still fighting to see who wins, I guess. And DMR seems to be the one in this area, to me, that's doing the best.
And good old fashioned analog, because I can't decide, where to go. And on the other side of that, nobody seems to have any current radios actually in stock.
Radio, again, if you're going to do DMR, in my opinion now, and I have found is the Anytone from Bridgecom. If you have any questions or need any help, they're really good to help. They do all kinds of support, so that's the best way I've found to do it.
Man, they have some vaporware that was going to be a radio that could do anything, and I never saw that, so.
That would be something, a radio that does all of them. But if you go through a hotspot, you pretty much can do that with DMR radio.
More gear to figure out how to operate and get going. And what if you don't have a RF internet connection? Then you're just kind of dead in the water, aren't you?
100% reliant on the internet. You can still use it radio to radio simplex. You can still, just like we're talking on the repeater right now, or you can go through the hotspot, and then you can go out worldwide. Or you can go through the repeater and do a local, and on the next time slot, you can do a worldwide communication.
Maybe once y'all get this presentation done, y'all can just post it up somewhere so the rest of us can figure out what's going on. KJ4CTD.
Well, just keep listening. We'll let you know when we're going to do it. KO4HKX. I'm going to get going. I got to get out of here. 7-3.
There, I'm almost in the fence line anyway. Got to go into work.
So using that four-letter word again, W2T.
But they're all upset because, the factory's closed down for Christmas and everything broke at Christmas. So, UPS finally delivered the part that they were said was supposed to come yesterday. So they're jumping up and down. They got to go in.
Well, I guess you better go make people happy. Otherwise, they're going to get mad at you and they might want to throw things at you.
And I don't really want them to throw anything at me. But that, you know, the same people, they're like, yeah, we have stuff of yours that's down, that's not working right, but we also have 80 other things that are down, and we can't get any of those fixed either. And it's like, yeah, I understand.
You wouldn't object if they threw money at you now, would you?
That'd be great, but, you know, they don't throw money at me. They're like, do you want to spend a couple hundred dollars to fix something? No, you can't have that money. I mean, good grief, people. It's your own stuff. You got to pay the factory to fix it.
You know, that's... Everything is like that these days, Wyatt. Everything is like that these days. Where you got to go to get to work on this equipment?
Dolphin, they had a receiver go down over Christmas. And completely blew out the front end of the receiver, and it just got back. And they blew out a transmitter about a week ago. Totally blew the traces right off the power supply board. So I don't know what they've decided on that, because it's antique equipment, practically. It's, you know, some of it was still that through-hole mounted stuff on the power board. So I don't know if they're going to buy it. I told them, go buy a new one. I don't know if they bought a new one yet.
Spend the money to go do that. Sometimes, you know, the tightwads don't want to do that.
What do the feds are going to yell at them? Because it is a primary transmitter.
In other words, part of the airport is going to be shut down if they don't fix it.
Around it with, they still have the receiver. The receiver's in good shape. But they're talking with a handy talk to get to that other frequency. And it's like, oh my gosh, people.
Not very dependable.
Well, every time we have to talk to somebody on this frequency, we have to take the handy-talkie off of the charger to be able to talk to them. And it's just irritating the fool out of us. And I'm like, y'all have a man-pack radio. And they're like, the man-pack radio hadn't worked in 2 years. And I'm like, well, nobody told me, so I didn't even bother to try and fix it.
You say you'd fix it so they could pay you some more money, right?
I've been handling kind of money.
Mess it up and send it to somebody else.
And the thing for most of the stuff is, you know, once they actually went all surface mount, I can't fix it. I can't see those tiny little parts.
Yeah, you and me both. You and me both. I was looking at something the other day that was a kit for something that I was thinking about purchasing to build. And then I got to looking at the diagrams that went with it and everything else. And all the surface mount, I said, that wasn't going to happen. At my age, I sometimes get the shakes and it wouldn't do it. And I'll be darned if I'm going to try to, I'm going to mess my eyes up further trying to see those surface mount equipped pieces so I can put them on the board, you know?
I understand that. And, you know, with, for instance, on the transceiver, no schematics. They give me a block diagram. And, you know, there's only so much you can ascertain from a block diagram before you go, no, there's no way I can actually fix this, not without a schematic.
This equipment built in the days before they produced schematics on a regular basis.
Well, it's like a 1990s kind of piece of equipment. But, you know, it's right when they started, and they're about three-quarters of the way through the transition to surface mount.
Yep. I'll tell you what, I saw something here about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, that I hadn't seen any of in ages. It was a hand-drawn schematic for a piece of equipment.
Those days, and it probably has a little note in the side, you know, where they scribbled and changed a resistor value or something. But I'm inside the fence line now, Rusty, so let me say 73s and we'll catch you later. KJ4 or CTD, clear on your phone.
Oh, yeah, Wyatt, be careful out there. Don't grab anything too hot. Talk to you later. KJ4, we'll talk to you later. W2T clear.